That's the one on Aglaet, first name Aglaet, last name Rosado, Rasado. Date of birth is 11/19/57. This is a 67-year-old woman on hospice with history of senile degeneration of the brain. Patient recently was hospitalized with history of urosepsis, has lost 7 pounds. Her MAC has dropped to 22 centimeters today, period. She also suffers from hypertension, sundowner syndrome, protein calorie malnutrition, and weakness and debility, period. New paragraph patient was evaluated with the help of Perla, P-E-R-L-A, my translator. Patient used to be in the military in Puerto Rico, where she's originally from, and owned a couple of homes in the past. Patient has one child who lives in close to Houston, but doesn't come by very often. Patient has a sundowner syndrome, which is controlled with Seroquel. Last night, the caretaker, Danielle, D-A-N-I-E-L-L-E, tells me that she got up and slept on the floor, and she was up and down. But after she received her Seroquel, her behavior was much more manageable. She also has hyperlipidemia, history of neuropathy, gastroesophageal reflux, on protonix and caraphate, and on olmazepine, O-L-A-M-A-Z-I-P-I-N-E, and oxalate, along with Haldol to control her behavior, period. New paragraph, she's only oriented to person. She speaks gibberish most of the time. She's widowed. She does have total ADL dependency. She's able to ambulate with the help of two people around her. She does wear adult diapers with a history of bowel and bladder incontinence, period. Her MAC, as I mentioned, is 22, blood pressure 110 over 60, pulse 79, O2 sites 97%. She demonstrates symptoms, signs of tardive dyskinesia, period. Since she left the hospital, she's eating less. Her appetite is, she's eating about 20-30% of her meals. Her appetite has decreased. Medications reviewed, which includes, once again, Seroquel, Lipitor, Neurontin, Metoprolol, vitamin B, protonix, caraphate, olmazepine, O-L-M-A-Z-I-P-I-N-E, Tylenol, vitamin D, melatonin, oxalate, O-X-A-L-A-T-E, and Haldol, period. New paragraph, patient has demonstrated decreased mentation with a FAST score of 7A, PPS of 40%, difficult to understand with her gibberish, even with the help of a translator, as I mentioned, only oriented to person. Patient's mentation has definitely decreased since hospitalization with urosepsis, as demonstrated today, as well as discussed with Danielle. Patient also has shortness of breath with activity and walking, period. Overall prognosis remains poor, given natural progression of her disease. She most likely has less than 6 months to live. Okay, change the PPS to 30%, which was 50% in the past. Patient also has lost 10% of her body weight in the past 6 months. patient's memory loss, confusion, disorientation, and difficulty with ambulation are all related to worsening symptoms of her hospice diagnosis of senile degeneration of the brain. Thank you.